we can find different meanings for the same words. So, for example, Geshe-la says, "Your body is a wish-fulfilling jewel, has many meanings, has many meanings." So one meaning, as we've learned, is that when we attain a Buddha's body, an enlightened body, a completely pure body, an enlightened body, we have fulfilled every wish. There is nothing left to seek. So this means we've fulfilled our own purpose and attained enlightenment. Therefore, it's called a wish-fulfilling jewel. If we have accomplished Buddha's speech, through our speech, we can purify all negativities and heal others' minds. Then Geshe-la gave another meaning. He said another meaning is that through remembering and developing deep faith in Buddha's body, we will receive immense benefit. Just through remembering Buddha's pure body. Because we're making a connection with that complete purity, and a pathway is opening for us to attain that pure body also. So Venerable Geshe-la said, so these words are true. Your body is a wish-fulfilling jewel. So within our Kadampa Dharma books, because Venerable Geshe-la says, held within the meaning of this prayer, are all the teachings of Lam Rim, of Sutra and Tantra. So we will find many instructions in our precious Kadampa books that give more meaning to these precious words. So over time, we will learn, because appearing at our center through Venerable Geshe-la's great kindness are the three study programs of the new Kadampa tradition. And Venerable Geshe-la said once to a group of students in New York City, he said, if you can, join teacher training program. If this is not possible, join foundation program. And if this is not possible, join general program. So I imagine that many of you listening are attending these precious study programs. They are a method coming for us, the people of the modern world, for gaining Dharma realizations. So on these precious programs, we will learn more about Buddha's bodies, because Buddha has four bodies, which you can read about, for example, in the book Modern Buddhism. And when we hear these wonderful, wonderful things, meaningful objects we're learning about, we think one day, may I have the four bodies of a Buddha. How can we ever develop that wish if no one is appearing as Buddha's emanation to give us instructions that such precious holy objects exist. So to attain enlightenment, we need the holy illusory body of Buddha. And to attain this, we need to abandon ordinary appearance of our body. To attain enlightenment, we need to attain the holy speech of Buddha. And to attain this, we need to abandon ordinary appearance of our speech. To attain enlightenment, we also need to attain Buddha's holy omniscient wisdom, Buddha's holy mind. To attain this, we need to abandon ordinary appearance of our mind. So as you know, because we learned a little bit about this in the empowerment, we reduce our ordinary appearance of our body, speech and mind through generation stage. And we cease ordinary appearance of all phenomena completely through training in completion stage, Tantra. When we completely purify our ordinary appearance of all phenomena through training in generation stage, and completion stage Tantra, we automatically attain enlightenment. And we have a completely pure body, speech, mind. So to give us encouragement, Venerable Geshe-la says, for this reason I often say, attaining enlightenment is very simple. All we need to do is apply effort to purifying our mind, purifying our mind of ordinary appearance. Only this is what we need to emphasize. When our ordinary appearance ceases completely, we become an enlightened being with the ability to benefit each and every living being effortlessly every day. So we need to encourage ourselves to think about Buddha's body, to think about Buddha's speech, to think about Buddha's mind, and yearn to one day have these. We ask Living Buddha, please bestow upon me the attainments of enlightened body, speech and mind. We request blessings.